H-Y-M-N for her. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, kick back, grab a glass. Right after this next tune, it's going to be Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Who knows what my partner's going to come up with? Oh, my God.
Good evening, William. Good to see you.
My pleasure, my friend. Be back right after this. Mad Mike. Wild Will. This is Hyperbolic Syllabistic. Sailor Deli Mystic. Oh, say that three times. Mike. Wow, Will. Oh, we're going to come at you. In my opinion, one of the most underrated artists ever, Mr. The Genius, Isaac Hayes. In case you guys don't know the title of that song, it is Hyperbolic Syllabistic Sesquidelamistic. Oh, this is a bad jam. And welcome to our listening audience around the globe. Welcome to Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast. My main man, Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm wonderful, William. How's my, there's maybe a little bit of a delay tonight, folks. I'm on my backup computer, so William and I are going to try to muddle through, but is there much of a delay?
Uh-huh. No, I think you're doing great, but I'm going to kind of rib you a little bit about your backup computer. I want to know what happened to the main one. And I know the real story, but I might even make up something along the way. This is Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Folks, this is it's a great time for me. And hopefully, and I know it is. It's a great time for my great friend Mike because, Mike is in Southern California and I'm out here in, the beautiful RVA, and in case you don't know what that means, that's Richmond, Virginia. So Mike is holding it down on the West Coast with all the rains and what they call, what kind of storms they calling this thing? They have names for everything out there, Mike.
Yeah, they're all named after women. Why is that?
Oh.
Just wondering. Just wondering. Hey, you used a term earlier with Cece. You said something that I get chastised for using this term, and I think it's an honor to be called this term. You called Cece darling.
I did.
And my mother was a darling woman.
Yes.
And you and I both know we respected our mothers, heavily in our lives. So when you use that term darling, I know you use it out of respect.
Absolutely.
And when I use that term darling, I'm using it out of respect. And some people, you know, I'm not calling you baby or sweetie or anything like that. Darling is a sign of respect. I just wanted to bring that up.
Thank you. Absolutely. It certainly is a term of endearment. And that's the way it was meant. But is a negative, but and however, okay? I want to say this about Miss Cece's Kitchen. And I'm sure she's listening tonight. And she's so excited to have you coming up. Coming on the panel on the 8th of January, our first week back.
In.
Man, I'm excited about it. Wow. So anyway, I told her, as a matter of fact, I don't know what you heard or not.
I heard you.
And I told her you're a fan of hers and her show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Great.
And Miss Victoria.
Miss Victoria. Oh yeah, these ladies, they come at, you know, it's not scripted. They tell you exactly what it is, how it is, and they give you backup too. Okay. But anyway, Miss Cece's Kitchen. Yep. I told her to pull out the fire extinguishers, right? I knew they were going to burn the place down. Yeah. I knew they were going to do that. Anyway, but Mike, before we get to the music, I would like for you to share with the audience what's coming up Sunday on the Boomerang Radio Show, because I think that is going to be one of the most important, if not the most important, program that we could put on here in the 23.
Well, you and I have collaborated many times over the years where I developed a situational awareness program called Refuse to Be a Victim that was originally designed for seniors. The department came to me and said, hey, you do all this public speaking. Can you put together something for senior safety? Absolutely. So I did a ton of research, combined that with my own personal knowledge and experience from dealing with seniors and people that are at risk, put together this program. It was such a success that everyone started requesting it regardless of their age or affiliation. I did one for a boat club, refused to be a victim. So it just ended up expanding into everyday life where I was doing college kids, or I could change the format just a little bit for children that are younger and just go into some of the basics of safety. But I think there's two ends of our society, our spectrum, that is vulnerable, and that's the very old and the very young. Well, the very young are almost never left alone, or at least they certainly should not be. However, when you get older, your kids grow up, they move to a different state. Maybe you lose your spouse. Now you're living alone, and you become a victim, whether you know it or not, or at least a probable victim, or the possibility of you being a victim. So I thought it was a really important program. It did very, very well, still does. I still teach it here and there, American Legions and Moose Lodges and Elks Lodges, where, the crowd tends to be a little bit on the older side. So it does good for them to understand cybersecurity in particular, because us senior people, we didn't grow up with computers. And we don't know that everyone out there on computer land, we tend to think the best of people. And we don't realize that there's a lot of evil out there in computer land. So I delve heavily into cyber crime and the crimes that occur in places where the elderly tend to group, where they'll knock on your door and they'll pretend to be this or pretend to be that. So we're going to go into situational awareness and refusing to be a victim. And we're going to cover everything from what locks and windows you have on your home, what you say on your voicemail, whether it's a male voice or female voice or a mechanical voice, what you do while you're driving, what lanes do you drive in? Does anybody ever think about which lane you're in and why? Do you look to see if a vehicle is following you home? And do you just pull into your garage and hit the closed door on your garage door and then walk into your house while the door is still open? Mm-hmm. And somebody can slip into your garage and then into your home. We're going to cover all that kind of stuff. Lighting at home, security systems, what you say and do on the phone, what you say and do on your computer. What about your children? They're taking pictures all the time. We're going to get into something that's called geotagging, where people can pull up a picture of your daughter and find out what school she goes to, amazing. Where she goes to before school, after school, where her home is. Geotagging is a huge thing. And again, now you've got young students of junior high and high school that are vulnerable to predators and abductors.
Right. That's right.
So we're going to cover a lot of stuff, I hope. It's a huge panel. I know we're going to have probably at least five or six of us. So we're all going to try to in on this. But
at least. And, we'll
make it happen.
Yeah. And you know, the thing, is that, the Boomerang Radio Show, let me give you the times right now, ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendars. Okay. It comes on Sundays at 3 p.m. on the West Coast. Okay. 5 Central and 6, Eastern Standard Time makes it 4 Mountain Time. We want everyone to hear, not only here in the United States, but around the globe, because we are global. I will give you the credentials on how to reach us, how to comment. Leave us a comment. We want to know your thoughts. I've already decided when Mike and I, we had such a great response on the last panel that we had, Mike, and we were talking about holiday safety and situational awareness, right? And that tells me that people really want to hear information on how to protect yourselves. Look, that's what we were talking about. You want to enjoy 2023, and in order to do that, you have to be around to do it, right? You have to. So do anything and everything, and sometimes the simplest things, you said, please be vigilant. Be vigilant, okay? And so that's what this is all about. Contact us at studiowbuzz.com. Subscribe, leave a comment. You can hear this show again. You can hear all of our shows. They're all archived. And there's a tab on the main page that says Archive. Archive shows. You click that. You look at whatever show you want to hear again. You can also subscribe on that same page. StudioWBuzz.com. Internationally, StudioW.Buzz. So you can hear us in Europe, all over the UK, China, Japan. It doesn't matter. Jamaica, Costa Rica, Canada, Mexico, wherever you are, that's where we are. So check us out 24/7. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, Mike, if that's okay with you, because we really want people to listen in Sunday. So we will give certainly, the audience, as much information as we can, understand that some people may tune in at a different time. So, someone who wants to tune in hasn't done it yet, and, be back after this. Miley Cyrus, Mike, this is off your list. Midnight Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own. Her face said it ain't so bad if I wanna make a couple mistakes. You should know right now that I never stay put in one place forever and ever no more. The midnight sky is the road I'm taking, head high up in the clouds. Oh, I was born to run, I don't belong to anyone.
There's no other place I'd rather be, baby. run away. Start each day. Everything I think I want just comes my way. Oh yeah. You're my joy, you're everything to me, and you show me how good life can be, lips to lips, heart to heart, in a way that we're never apart.
That's Isaac Hayes. That's called Joy. Hey, we're back. Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. I've got a lot of music coming to you. A lot of fun dialogue. Guys, let us know what you think, okay? If you're checking us out on Facebook, you can do that. And leave a comment. It'll show up on the screen, and I'll be glad to I'll be glad to acknowledge that, right? Also, LinkedIn. We're there. It should be under Studio W Buzz, Studio W Buzz, I believe, or Buzz Jams, one of those, Studio W Buzz. Facebook is Studio W. The fan page is Studio W underscore Buzz. So check us out there. You can leave a comment there, Studio W underscore Buzz. That's another way to communicate with us and let you know, guys, and let us know what you're thinking. We're available on Twitter as well, Studio W Buzz, and also Buzz Jams, J-A-M-Z, right? That's exactly right. Okay, that's the way we spell it around here. So back.
Hey, William.
Yes, sir.
Hey, one more time, because, again, I didn't know this until last week's show. explain to people how, if they want to see us, which I don't know why people would want to see us, but
of course
they
would
want to see us live along with, okay.
Why not?
If they want to see us live along with everything else that we're silliness that we're doing here, explain how they get to see us, in video.
Yeah, in video, you can go to, Facebook, under Studio W Buzz or Studio W, but William A. Brown, Studio W Buzz, right? Pull us up, right? You can do that. You can also go to LinkedIn, and you can check us out that way. We're live on LinkedIn. As a matter of fact, all of those are archived, too, on those two platforms. Twitter, the same thing. We're archived on Twitter. Okay, Studio W Buzz, Buzz Jams, BUZZJAMZ, or Studio W Buzz. You'll find us, right? And the website, Studio W Buzz. Now, that's not video, but it's audio. But we really like for you to visit the website because we want some feedback from you. We're here because you are here, right? And we want to expand the audience. So share it with a friend. They can be right here in the U.S. or it can be global. And let me repeat that. Globally, it's StudioW.Buzz. Simple. StudioW.Buzz. International or intranationally rather is studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. We're available. You can find us, just tell Alexa, for audio. Hey, pull up Studio W or play Studio W. She'll play it. Sometimes she's a little hard headed. So you have to, I'm going to get in trouble. But that's a machine. Okay.
Don't yell at her. Don't yell at her.
No.
She'll cut you off.
In a heartbeat. Yeah. Oh, boy. It's amazing. Technology is absolutely amazing. But anyway, Studio W, say, hey, play Studio W. Apple app, go to your Play Store and download Studio.W. Apple is Studio.W. Android is simply Studio W. So that's a lot. We'll come back. We'll have, hey, this is a great show. We've got plenty of music, plenty of time to talk. Leave your comments there on those, platforms that I mentioned. You can also text me 909-910-0265. If you have a favorite song that you want to hear. Okay. Now mix you is clean. Favorite song you want to hear. No heavy metal. Okay, no dirty rap, nothing. Okay, yeah, I mean, just a few. Mike, this is a family show,
right? I know, but you got to be able to play AC/DC and stuff. That's kind of heavy metal, but that's still those are rocking songs.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, AC/DC is not too bad. They're okay. See, you got. I'll get ready to pull one from one of your old lists that we haven't played before. Oh, I think.
All right.
You know what? I think we did, but I'm going to do this one again.
I won't tell.
Oh. This is Leanne Rimes. I love this song. Oh, it's real good.
What kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, well, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me now.
this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I would make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine.
When you want me, honey, just call me.
No, baby, you are my consolation, and I feel so much sensation when I'm in your arms. When you squeeze me,
yeah, the way that you do. Every sky would be blue as long as you're loving me, baby. Oh.
When I'm here in your arms, life is so wonderful, my love. Oh.
Keep on loving me, baby. Whoa. You know I need you, honey. You know I need you, baby. Keep on loving me, yeah. Loving me the way.
Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Luther Vandross, Cheryl Lynn, if this world were mine. Wow, we're back. Mad Mike, Coast to Coast. Mad Mike and Wild Will. It's hard, Mike, and to our audience, I would like for someone to tell me, text me, email me, whatever you want. In my opinion, Luther Vandross is probably the greatest male solo artist that I've heard. Some may argue, and we would like to know, who do you think? And let's do that. Let's do that. Mike, you may know someone, or you might have something in your mind, but let's do this. And off, I had a talk with the CEO, off air, right? I like talking to myself. But anyway, back to this. Luther Vandross, in my opinion.
Do you like your answers?
I do. Yeah. Sometimes I think I'm the only one that's making sense around here. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to this. Luther Vandross is, in my opinion, the greatest of the greatest solo male artists. Okay, that I've heard. And I would like to have your opinion also. If you're on Twitter, if you're on LinkedIn or Facebook, let us know. Also, you can text me. Okay. You can send a comment through the email at that studiowbuzz.com. That's internationally, whether you're in the UK or wherever you are. Italy. Oh my God. Italy was great. Oh my goodness. But anyway, studio.buzz. Yes, sir.
Hey, could I throw one in there real quick?
Yeah,
just off the top of my head.
Why don't you do that?
How about Nat King Cole?
Okay. Oh. He wanted to cheat, folks. He just. Nat King Cole, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. Oh, wow. And at that time, can you think of anybody that was better? That's a tough one. We want to hear more. I would love to have the audience engage and let us know what you're thinking. And speaking of which, I know 7UP is listening right now. I know that. She's always there, right? Kim Rogers out of Longview. She's always there. Beverly Haynes. And she's not too far from you, Mike, in Southern California. Wow. Beverly is a great singer in her own right. She's a gospel recording artist. She has a CD out called Simply Beverly. If you would love to have that CD, please let me know. You can text me 909-910-0265. You can send me an email, and that is William@studiowbuzz.com. Okay. If you leave the W out, I won't get it. It's William@studiowbuzz.com. Simply Beverly, it's a great, great, great CD. If you love gospel music, I mean, just a songstress, a songbird. She's just that beautiful, right? But anyway, I know she's listening as well. So Mike, so many great things. I was thinking off air before I get back to the music. Next week, why don't we have a contest?
Sure.
And we've got a couple contests coming up,
Let's
too.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What's your idea?
Next week, we're going to give a gas card away. Okay. I'm not going to tell anyone the dollar amount right now, but it's going to be a gas card. Now, I know gas prices are going down. That means that the dollar is going to stretch even further. So it's to your benefit. Just let us know. You can email us. You can text me. No, I want you to go to the website. Let's do it that way. In order to qualify, you have to go to the website and subscribe and tell us that you want that gas card for next week. That's all you have to do. Okay? Yep, let's do that. And then, Mike, you and I, we also talked about some other contests. I know I don't want to be premature on what you and I have been talking about. That is a whole separate entity, and it's going to be, let's say, a found foundational, or it's going to be some type of rescue plan or whatever it is. You say we hold it off for a little bit?
A benevolent group.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about that right now. Okay. I love cliffhangers. Okay. Not unless you have something to say about it, because I really want things. I know that you and I and Warren, we're working on some things behind the scenes here, because of, what we feel about helping, inspiring, uplifting, educating. So I'm just chomping at the bits, but I don't want to say too much, you know, right now. What do you say, partner?
Well, it's kind of like Cece's show this evening and what I've heard in the past, where she's always giving very solid advice to uplift people and to give people a word that I use quite often here is perspective.
Uh-huh.
A lot of us think that we're all just in such poor shape, but we really don't understand the truly wonderful things that already exist in our lives. So we don't appreciate that because we lack the perspective, because we haven't walked in other people's shoes. Mm. We haven't slept on a sidewalk in the cold. We haven't gone without meals for the most part. So I think perspective is very important. And I think Cece and Miss Victoria are very good at articulating that. Now, right. Beverly, I don't have a CD like Beverly. I've got a videotape, but I don't think it's good for public consumption. But
no, Beverly Haynes.
As far as our benevolent side of things that you, me, and my brother are trying to put together, we're going to firm that up, and we're going to bring all of you in on it when we get things looking good.
Right. Absolutely. In the meantime, I've got another one from your list. I have several lists from you, so I'm just going to pick and choose from the list that you sent, and we're just going to have a great time. Music, fun, talk, great dialogue. This is what Mad Mike and Wild Will, that's what we're all about. Hope you guys are having fun with us. StudioWBuzz.com.
Thank you, William.
My pleasure, brother.